Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 18th of August. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are focusing on encountering Jesus in the storms of life. For the last time this week, we turn to Matthew chapter 14 and verses 22 to 36. Today we're reading from the Passion Translation. Jesus walks on water. As soon as the people were fed, Jesus told his disciples to get into their boat and to go to the other side of the lake, while he stayed behind to dismiss the people. After the crowds dispersed, Jesus went up into the hills to pray. And as night fell, he was there praying alone. But the disciples, who were now in the middle of the lake, ran into trouble, for their boat was tossed about by the high winds and heavy seas. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the waves. When the disciples saw him walking on top of the water, they were terrified and screamed, "A ghost!" Then Jesus said, "Be brave and don't be afraid. I am here." Peter shouted out, "Lord, if it's really you, then have me join you on the water." "Come and join me," Jesus replied. So Peter stepped out onto the water and began to walk towards Jesus. But when he realized how high the waves were, he became frightened and started to sink. "Save me, Lord," he cried out. Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and lifted him up and said, "What little faith you have, why would you let doubt win?" And the very moment they both stepped into the boat, the raging wind ceased. Then all the disciples bowed down before him and worshipped Jesus. They said in adoration, "You are truly the Son of God." After they had crossed over and landed at Gennesaret, the people living there quickly recognized who he was. They were quick to spread the news throughout the surrounding region that Jesus had come to them. So they brought him all their sick, begging him to let them touch the fringe of his cloak, and everyone who touched it was instantly healed. Amen. Where is Jesus in all this? He seems to have abandoned me when I needed him the most. Have you ever thought that? The account of the disciples caught in a storm on the Sea of Galilee promises that's not the case. Their experience shows us that Jesus intercedes for us when we're in the eye of a storm. There must have been moments when the disciples were battling the wind and the waves far from the shores of Lake Galilee when they thought, "Why isn't Jesus here? Why did he insist we get in the boat and make our way to the other side? Didn't he know there was going to be a storm? Why has he abandoned us when we need him the most?" But Matthew tells us Jesus hadn't abandoned them at all. Jesus knew there would be a storm, and he was praying for his disciples. Jesus is God in human form, and so he knows the past, the present, and the future. He was praying about the storm even before the wind started picking up. Jesus has prayed for us and all that we faced in the past. Jesus intercedes for us through this cost of living crisis and anything else that we're facing right now. He's prayed for what we'll go through during the rest of this year too. He's praying that we'll make it through whatever storms we face. The Bible says that no matter what life storms we are going through at the moment, Jesus intercedes for us. He loves you. He is for you. If you trust him as your saviour, he is interceding for you right now. as you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you dig a little deeper. Knowing Jesus intercedes for us, what would you ask Jesus to pray for you today? Thank you for being with me this week on Battle Drill Devotionals. I hope you'll join me again soon for some more. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.